not just for you.
Located within the University at Buffalo's Clinical and Translational Research Center on Ellicott Street, this new biorepository will serve as a facility to collect, process, and store biological specimens for use in numerous medical research projects by UB or its partners. Norma Nowak, Executive Director of UB's New York State Center of Excellence in Bioinformatics and Life Sciences, says the samples keep a goldmine of information.
And in today's day and age, that data can be the individual's genome. It can also be the protein aspect or the proteome. But also, if you think about it, when you go and have medical procedures done, there are images such as MRIs, there are tissue sections, and our plan is to really bring all of that data together to, again, better understand what drives disease and also, you know, what do individuals who are healthy have in a different mode than those who become, you know, sick with the disease.
Among the projects Nowak identified which may find the biorepository useful, the Environmental Health Study for Western New York, which was formed to study possible public health effects of the former Tonawanda Coke plant, and research into multiple sclerosis, the autoimmune disease that Nowak states has a higher rate locally compared to other parts of the nation.
What we're hoping to do looking forward is to be able to do some of those prospective collections, but we also are going to have, you know, individuals who come in who study certain diseases and want to place their samples with us to drive collaboration not only for themselves but to share those samples with other researchers, not just here but outside of Buffalo.
Officials say the biorepository will also serve to make UB more competitive when seeking public, corporate, or philanthropic dollars to fund ongoing work. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.